Hello, so it's my first audio view while I do my buggy walk. It's cloudy, but it's still quite warm. Loads of people out today. Also met some other people doing some charity work. They're doing about half of what I'm doing now. So they gave me kind of like a high five and wish me luck and stuff, and I wish them luck. But they're all like dressed up as like movie characters and cartoon characters and stuff. I saw Pikachu and like Where's Wally and things like that. Anyway, so yeah, it's quite a nice day, even though it's slightly overcast. It's not supposed to rain though. It's nice to come back here because I haven't been to the Arboretum in a long time. There's a lovely pond. I say pond, it's a lake really, it's huge, which people can use for fishing. And there's loads and loads of ducks as well. So the kids love to watch the ducks. And there's always like, there's a family of swans as well that tend to have little babies in the hidden away. It is kind of really busy here. So I may have to kind of make up a new route. As a lot, especially with a lot of the route that I originally planned. You finish your milk. The original route is like pretty much not possible. I tried to take the pushchair through some of it and it's just like, no, can't even do it. And I've gone and hit my toe already because it's just really unstable and really badly, like, hasn't been done up or anything. Plus, that is a fair bit of the new walkway is now open. But there are areas that are completely shut off that I would have originally taken. So yeah, it's kind of made things a bit difficult. I've only done about a mile and a half at the minute, so I've got a long way to go. I might have to kind of make up the rest of my route, which is a bit annoying. So far, so good. Little girl has had a nap, and she's enjoying some milk right now, aren't she? Yes. And just my usual thing about the Little Dubai Trust. So the reason I'm helping them is a fellow blogger, Jenny, who sadly lost her daughter, Matilda May. She was only 9 months old when sadly Jenny found her daughter no longer with her anymore. She was in her cot and no longer breathing. This is sadly quite often happens in the UK, especially. In fact, we've got quite a high rate of SIDS death in the UK, in Europe, should I say. So it's kind of it kind of makes me sad and almost angry that in the UK, well, you know, we're quite a, you know, we're not exactly a third world country, and yet here we are, we can't figure out why little babies are dying in their sleep. It is something that I really had a fear of, especially with my son. I could not sleep. I was just staring at him. I'd fall asleep for about half an hour, then wake up to check on him again, touch him in his sleep and everything, because I was just so scared. I did feel that way with my daughter slightly less, but the trouble that I also found was I was paranoid because our house constantly smelt of smoke. Our next door neighbours smoked cannabis a lot, so it was a really strong smell in our house because it came through the walls and through the floorboards. I used to like throw up because of the smell, and so I was paranoid this was going to, you know, affect my child. Which isn't right, really. But I'm being honest, this is how I felt. So, yeah, SIDS has kind of always been a scary thing for me. So, yeah, roughly 300 babies die in the UK to sudden infant death syndrome, also known as cot death, or SIDS for short. And that's pretty high, really. The Lullaby Trust want to halve that amount by 2020. And that's where you guys kind of come in. They do need donations. They are a charity, although all their research, all their work is done through charity money. There's no other way for them to actually do the things that they do and help the people that they do. One of the things that they do is they help families who have sadly lost a child through either bereavement counselling. They also have phone lines, and they do help. They need the donations also to help train staff on any wards who sadly may end up meeting a family who they've got to tell their baby has passed away to SIDS. And because it is a horrible thing to even think about. I cannot imagine what someone like Jenny and her family must have gone through. I know I read her blog quite often, and thinking of the kind of things that she would have seen, the sort of things that were said to her, it's horrible to think about, but she's not the only mum, and her husband and family are not the only family who've had to hear these words. You know, I'm sorry, but your child is no longer with us and has passed away to SIDS. I mean, it's not a nice thing to even think of, but you can't ignore something that is happening, and it's happening in the UK. So, what am I asking? You don't have to donate. I mean, I would love it if you guys could donate. But if you can't donate for whatever reason, please can you share my tweets, my Instagram photos and everything. You can find a link to my Just Giving page over on my Twitter account, which is Petite Emu. So twitter.com/PetiteEmu. And I'll be ongoing, like, updating stuff on my Twitter with links and stuff. So, yes. Thanks for listening. Bye.